This is how we do a consultation. These are the words that we say. These are the tools that we use. And then they're just still not following through.
You become more frustrated when you're repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
We know that there are three things that you need to do to keep your systems and processes alive. Should we take them through it, Gigi?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Right. What's the first one? One of the most frustrating things about being an employer or a leader is that you tell or ask your team to do the things and then they don't do the things. And like, how many times do we have to tell them to do the things and they still don't do the things? And so we feel like we become this professional repeater. And today, joining me on the podcast is Greta, otherwise known as Gigi. Hey, Gigi.
Hi.
So Greta is our Salon Mastery coach, one of our Salon Mastery coaches. She has been coaching in Salon Mastery now for 7 years. 7 years, Gigi. That feels like a long time.
Oh my gosh, it does. It does feel like a long time, but at the same time, a short time.
Things change quickly around here. So Gigi and I go back a long, long time. She came and worked with me in my salon until I lost her for love and she moved to another city. But we always used to find each other in the airport and we always kept in touch. And you always wanted to become a coach. I always wanted to work with you again. This is not your first rodeo on the podcast either. You've been here before. But today I wanted to bring you on to the podcast because yesterday, well, the last 2 days, we've just run the most amazing event called the Freedom Frameworks, our 2-day intensive. We run 4 of them every year. And we had a good time, but we thought all the goodness that we gave away in the intensive was too good to keep a secret. And so I wanted to invite you, Greta, to come and have a conversation about that really frustrating part of being a leader or being an employer, of becoming a professional repeater. So let me set the scene. The problem that we experience is we either write up a salon manual, spend hours and hours writing all this documentation, and then we go, ta-da, look at this baby I've birthed. And we give it to our team and we say, this is how we do it around here. And we expect them to do the things. Or we catch them in the hallway and we say, hey, you know, Sarah, come on. You don't do it like that. You do it like this. Or worse, we see them doing the thing that's not right and we roll our eyes, feel frustrated and do nothing. So you are coaching and speaking with salon owners every day, Greta. Is this something that you are experiencing? Like, what does it look like?
Absolutely. I think that this is something that is so common and comes up as a frustration so, so often, is that it's like it always falls back to me. It always, me, the CEO, it always comes back to me. And that is where the frustration starts to build, because it's like I gave them the thing and they're not doing the thing. And that is when it becomes such a cycle of concern and worry and like, what am I doing wrong? Why is this not working? And like you said, Russ, just really that factor of coming into play where they get frustrated when the thing is just not working. And that thing being could be like a consultation system, an experience system in the salon. And when they're in that space, it's hard, right? It's really hard. And I think that you become more frustrated when you're repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And I can say that's definitely something I hear very, very often. I've just said it and it's just not working. It's just not working.
This is how we do a consultation. These are the words that we say. These are the tools that we use. And then they're just still not following through. Give me a couple of other examples of like the most common non-followed, what we might call a system in the salon, even though it might be a client experience or it might be how we hang out as a team.
I think one thing I hear very often is rebooking. Rebooking is one that it's part of what we need most in the salons, is that our clients are rebooking and that they're coming back into us. And I've told them the script, I've given them the tools, I've taught them how to do it, but then it stops and then it doesn't carry on days, weeks, and then it ends again. It drifts away. And then that's when we're coming back in to say it again and again. And, you know, when you're coming into looking at your KPIs, like the retail is the same factor. You know, we're saying, do it this way. And then it's not followed through. Maybe a couple of days it stays and sticks for, and then it drops and it's gone again. Again, we're coming back in vicious cycle.
So what actually should we be doing to get out of being a professional repeater so it sticks? Like, what's the magic?
The magic. Oh, I love this. I think that the simplicity there is keep it alive. Like, it needs to stay alive. You spoke of earlier just about, you know, how we birth a system and we put it into our business. We need to keep it alive.
What does that mean?
It means to really sit in ensuring that you're nurturing it. And by nurturing it, I mean connecting with your team about it regularly. You have like a cadence, a system where you are following, actually, okay, I've birthed the system and now I'm nurturing it through connection, through huddling with my team, through meeting with my team, through chats with my team. And there's a regular cycle there that you do that for a period of time. And that way we get there.
So the problem is that we're creating the system, but we're not keeping it alive. Like, we give it to them once and then we stop. We give them the 5 pages and we expect them to do it. And then we never touch it again. We roll our eyes and go, what the heck? Like, that's not the end. You don't just give them the system and then they know how to do it.
No, absolutely not. And I think that's exactly what happens is, like, we give them the thing and you just stop as the CEO. You're like, cool. Here's the tool, here's the system, here's the thing that you need, and I'll just walk away now because you've got it, right? You've got it. And but actually, that's not where it stops. That's not the end.
Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. We make the assumption that we've told them and so they get it. And there's a number of reasons why people don't get it, won't get it, don't want to get it, don't understand it. You said some words, but it didn't really make sense to me. So we know that there are 3 things that you need to do to keep your systems and processes alive. Should we take them through it, Gigi?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
All right. What's the first one?
The first one. So time. Time is something that we need to make sure that we are setting ourselves a certain amount of time once the system has landed, you've delivered it to your team. I like to say like a 6-week period where you keep it alive. And that's where in that period of time, you're building awareness and confidence and reinforcement on the specific system that you have to your salon. Making sure also that you're on a repeat rhythm there. So once you've landed it and you've gone through those 3 things, you really time-wise want to make sure that you come back to it again. Revisit that every year so that it's not a slow death for the system that you've worked so hard to land.
Okay, so that's good. So if we're going to install a new system, we want to stay with it for 6 weeks and then we want to revisit it every year so it's just not like a once and done. Okay, so time is number one. So number two is a tool. I really believe, Gigi, that we've got to put the tool in the hands of the team. I think too much information stays in the head of the owner, or we write the systems down and we think that like that's done. But actually, the team need to have the tools in their hands so they can access it. They can engage with it, not just read a bunch of words, because most people don't like to read anymore. We want video. We want it on an app. We want to be able to engage with it and check on it, because then it actually takes the questioning, you know, 429 questions every week about could I, should I, would I, am I allowed to, how do I do that again? Or they don't even know that they're not doing it right, so we can redirect them. And that's exactly why we built My Salon CEO, which for the team is called My Next Pay Rise, so that they have the app on their phone and they have access to the Salon Playbook. So they can look, read, watch, engage, have the meeting all in one place. By the way, they'll also know what their next pay rise is and what their targets are and all of those pieces. But you've got to put the tool, like it's 2026. We can't get away with pages and clear files anymore. Those days are gone. So if we can give the tool to the people, then we just need to get them on a communication cadence. So talk to me about that, Gigi.
Absolutely. And I think the cadence that we want to build with them is that you have a regular meetings. We call it the five meetings. The five meetings are an absolute must to ensure that you are keeping things alive and you're keeping the connection rolling. Like you spoke there, Riss, about the having the tool in the team's hands. They've got everything at their fingertips there, but you still need to lead them. You still need to show them, hey, do this, do that. And that way then they can go run and keep going. They don't have to keep asking you questions because you've given them the leadership in the meetings. I have to say, workshops, tenfold. Like, you have to have workshops in your rhythm of communication. We spoke on this in the intensive the last couple of days, and it was just so many BFOs, blinding flash of the obvious for our salon CEOs in the program, where workshops are actually going to change their life with the systems. And I think that that's something we cannot
What do you mean? What do you mean workshops? Like, they need to come to our workshop?
No. So workshops, you need a workshop with your team. You need to run a workshop, really clear workshop with your team, and do this on a regular cadence. So making sure that, as we said earlier, revisit it every year. Workshop it is what we call birthing it, birthing the system through a workshop.
Yeah. So don't just hand them a page and go read this and ta-da, they'll know. Like, actually role play, talk them through it, physically do it, let them see it, let them discuss it, co-create it. Okay, cool. So we're going to have some workshops. We're going to bring it to the morning huddle for 6 weeks. We're going to use our DMs, like in My Next Pay Rise. You can DM the team and keep that alive, keep the conversation going. We're going to use all of the five meetings, team meetings, one-on-one meetings, talk about it in your leadership meetings, talk about it in your workshops, like actually coach the people. And I guess ultimately, you know, stay with it longer. It's not once and done.
Yeah, it is absolutely not once and done. And the way I like to say this is, like, systems will set you free as long as they are living systems. And we've just spoken to you now about how important it is to keep them alive, to get the results that you want from the systems that you land with your team.
Yeah, I just think, like, this is the missing piece. Because we know what we want from our people, but we don't give our people a chance to evolve, adapt, get on board, have some objections, overcome the objections, and work through the challenges that they have. Like, people aren't magic robots. If only we could employ magic robots, like we probably could soon, to do the hair, but that in the skin, but that would not be good. This won't end well. All right, so if today's episode hit a nerve, well, it was a little bit intentional, because we want you to think about doing business differently, and we want you to become good salon CEOs, like great leaders. And so if you need the tools to put the tools in the team of your hand, but also have the tools as a CEO, as a business owner, like, you need the right tools to be able to lead your team, lead the business, grow the business. So My Salon CEO gives you the tools to put in the team, the hands of your team. So whether it's My Next Pay Rise, creating a career pathway for them, whether it's giving them the Salon Playbook so they know what to do, how to do, the skills to learn, the videos to learn, the how to do, you know, long hair, short hair, all of the things, the Salon Playbook puts the in the hands of your team, whether it's having meetings, DMing your people, so you have a good place to have communication with them, like all of the things in one place, so you don't have to have 27 apps. In Instagram, we do this, and over here we do that, and then we have a notepad next to the phone at the front desk. Like, those days are gone. But maybe actually, as the business owner, you need some support to help shift your leadership. How do you lead your team better? How do you get people behind what you're doing? Set a clear vision, and just really upgrade as a leader for yourself and become a salon CEO. Then maybe Salon Mastery is the right place for you. But maybe My Salon CEO is also just the tool that you need. If you want to find out more, just give me a DM, or if you want to book a call and have a conversation about your salon and how we can help, then the link to book a call with me, it's kind of everywhere. Like, it's on Instagram, it's on the website, it's in the show notes of the podcast. You really can't miss it. Otherwise, if you get lost, just send me a DM. All right. Hey, Greta, thanks for an amazing 2 days at the intensive. You put so much work into doing that and leading a great event. Really appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. Very, very excited to be here and to share just that wee snippet from the last 2 days, as it was, like you said, so amazing. So many empowered CEOs left there the last couple of days, ready to take action. So I'm excited, if this does resonate for you, to come on board and come and hang out with us.
Nice. All right. Well, till next time, same time, same place on the podcast. Ciao for now.